Ladies of Lee for January 16, 2014. This is episode 90. We only have 10 more until 100.
Nice. Oh my God, I can't believe we're that close to 100.
Right?
It's only been 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah, right?
So this is the podcast where we talk all things video games, if you're wondering. I'm Nicole. With me today is... Sorry, I messed up the format.
That's okay. I'm Kim.
I'm Stephanie.
And this week we'll discuss, or we're going to discuss, DayZ. We talked about that at the end of the last episode and say, hey, let's just try going in DayZ and see what this alpha game is about.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Dust, Broken Age, which is the Double Fine Kickstarter game that's over a year and a half now since then.
Oh, I got my invite to that and I haven't played it yet.
You have to play it.
Yeah. So yeah, I need to download it.
So what level, and we have mobile games and all kinds of, you know, different news and stuff that we'll talk about, but getting into some of the games for Broken Age, Kim, what level were you on the tiers of backers?
Let me look that up because I can't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, exactly. And I had forgotten. I backed the $100 level. So I'm going to be in the credits. So I can't.
Oh, nice.
I'm almost done with the first act. So initially when they sent out the game keys, there was like a NDA. You can't discuss it. And they didn't do that maliciously. They kind of didn't want to, because there's some spoilers and things like that. And so they were trying to kind of keep it down, lock and key, and try not to do spoilers. But that stuff doesn't really. I mean, if somebody wants to know about the game, they're going to find out about the game. Mm. I'm not going to do any spoilers because I think I only have maybe 20 more minutes of gameplay left. And the concept behind Broken Age, and we've talked about point-and-click puzzlers before, and we've been not so kind to a few of them, but this is a point-and-click puzzler by Double Fine. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I'm a huge Double Fine fan. I love Psychonauts. I love that. I love the Tim Schafer touch that he does to games. And so this is a story of, it's actually two stories. And if you've been following the game, you see a girl on the left-hand side, you see a boy on the right-hand side. And I wasn't sure, and I'm still not sure, because they've only released the first part of the first act. So you're not even sure how things are going to happen with the two of them. But you play two totally separate stories. And, the Jets are launching. Sorry. But it's pretty simple puzzles. I'd say the first act is anywhere you can, depending on how quickly you solve the puzzles and collect different objects and push the story forward. I've heard as fast as 2 hours. For me, I'm probably clocking in maybe, I don't know, three, maybe four. Just because I'm just exploring. I love the colors and the voice acting, and I'm really having a great time with it. So Kim, nice. You really need to install it and play it.
Yeah. So I did the $100 as well.
And you got the T-shirt and the poster.
Yeah. And we already got all that. Yep. We got that last year.
Yeah.
Even a year.
Yeah. It's been longer than a year.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah. But your name is going to be in the credits.
Nice.
At the 100 level. So I wasn't sure because for me, I was hoping, it's like, oh, I hope it's going to be like a Psychonauts experience. And I wasn't sure how I was going to react knowing that it was a point and click adventure, but I'm really enjoying it. So, I can't even, I don't really want to tell you about it. You just gotta play it. The boy's story is really kind of interesting and it's mysterious and I'm still not sure what's going on, but it's compelling enough for me, even though I have no idea what's happening, I want to know his story. He's in space and you're like, how do you get there? What's going on? And you quickly learn that, the ship, he's the only one on the ship, and the ship is trying to protect him, and it's they try to make him I guess not bored. So it's just so you do some funny stuff, and it's just it's a fun little thing. And then with the girl, this is actually in the trailer. There's a monster that comes to their town, and they do the maiden's ritual. And this is actually what hooked me, because I'm watching the trailer, and I'm like, are they feeding the girls to this monster? They're just serving them up, and that's kind of what it is. And she's like going against the grain. She's like, why don't we fight the monster? And they're like, no, we don't fight the monster. So there's like a whole part of the Mog Chantra, I think is the name. a few of the voice actors that I recognized, the voice of Po in Kung Fu Panda, Jack Black, he's voicing. Elijah Wood is the voice of the boy on the, wow. On the space side. They have one of the voices of Adventure Time. So there's a lot of great voice acting.
Well, made enough money that they could do that because they made a ton of money.
Yeah. So Vela is the girl, and Shay, voiced by Elijah Wood, is the boy. And you'll recognize Elijah Wood's every once in a while. There will be something like a longer line that he would. I'm like, oh, there's Elijah. I hear his voice. At first, it's a little hard to hear, but then you'll pick it up. But it's a great. It's a great game. I'm really enjoying it.
I can't wait to do it. And it's one of those things that we backed this how long ago? This was
This isn't 2012.
June 11th, 2012 was was that the first one or but 2012. So it's been 2 years.
And
it's
February 2012 was when it was.
Oh, okay. That's a long time ago.
2 years. That's 2 years.
What? This is crazy.
Forgot about
it. Did we really do it this long ago?
And it really was the first like game that put, I think, Kickstarter on the map, in the sense that they were only looking for about 400,000 and they raised 3.4 million. On this.
Wow.
So it's really it was an amazing kind of, and then from that point then I saw tons of games trying to get funded on Kickstarter. Right. So it's funny that this is one of the first, and it's kind of finally, I'm glad it's finally coming out, because I've been waiting for it for a while. I'm like, did I just waste $100? I hope I didn't waste $100. But again, if they had not done a thing, you know, the way Kickstarter works, I mean, this is angel investing, and you just kind of, you get what you get, you know. I wasn't guaranteed anything, but so I'm really excited for you to play it, Kim.
Have you did you download the soundtrack?
I did download the soundtrack.
I need to do that.
They're using Humble Bundle to deliver everything. So you can log into Humble Bundle, link it to your account that links it to Steam, and then you can download the soundtrack too. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got that. So I got to download that as well and see what it's all about. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. You didn't back it, did you, Steph?
Mm-mm, no.
You just have to wait for like everybody else now.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it's like, what, the 28th? It's like 2 weeks?
When they're going to release the second half or the whole game?
The whole game.
Yeah. Are they releasing it the whole game? The one thing that I will say is, as I'm playing it on Steam, I'm going, where are my achievements? Am I going to have to play this again? Where are my achievements? I don't know. Maybe they won't add achievements, but I'm going to guess they're probably added in the finished product.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
But it's worth it. It's totally worth it, though.
We very like cool. achievements.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
I do, too. And, you know, it's silly because I don't think anybody like on Steam actually looks at my achievements, you know, but me.
Right. Oh, and no, I do. I do. I compare achievements to
Tom. Oh, do you?
I do. Because there's a mode that you can go in to compare them with your friends.
I knew that there was. I don't think I've ever done that. I've done it on PlayStation. PlayStation.
I'm a little too competitive.
Not on Steam.
Oops. Sorry, Scott. I've compared a few times.
Yeah, right.
Oh, all right. So the end of this. Wait a minute. Is it February yet? No, it's only. Ooh. So it's the 16th. So at the end of this month, they're releasing the whole thing.
No. I don't think the whole thing. I think, you know, the rest of us that weren't backers get.
Oh,
get
gotcha.
Yeah.
Are they doing early access? I didn't read up on it. I just like, oh, I got the game. I don't worry about it now. So I have to double check that. Just make sure look at the release date.
So Brooklyn Age, good.
Oh, Will Wheaton's in it too. I didn't know that. Cool.
Very cool.
All right. So we said at the top of the show, we decided to all go into DayZ and try out the multiplayer open world survivor horror video game that's currently being developed by Bohemium Interactive. The problem, and I'll just say this from the beginning, there are a lot of these types of games right now in alpha. So you have Dust, which I just got, and I was going to play it, but then I was like, no, we said we were going to play DayZ. But Kim, you got Dust?
Oh, well, I've had Dust for a while.
I mean, am I seeing Rust? Or see, I did this on,
Rust is, I think... Dust has been out for a long time.
We did this on Final Score. We were like, Dust, Rust. There's
no, yeah, it's different.
Different game. Okay, Dust. So that was part of the Yogscast Humble Bundle, for the charity thing that they were doing. So I had picked up Dust.
Rust or Dust?
Which one are you playing? You're playing Dust, right?
So Dust is the cute little...
Rust is the one.
It's got to be Rust.
Yeah, Rust is the horror...
Yeah, you know, another, you know, massive survival.
Yeah.
Very much like DayZ, I think. Yeah. I'm sure they're different. And there's a lot of different games. And there's another one out there, too, that somebody was asking, like, 7 days or so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is... Steam's being flooded with a lot of these buy before the ready game. And this is one of them. And they make it perfectly clear that you are buying an alpha game. And you even have to say, when you go into the game, I understand.
So, yeah. Every time you log in.
Yeah.
Every time you
log in. So whose idea was this to play? Was that yours, Kim?
Well, I got it first. I think I got it first.
You got it first.
And then you got it from Ralph, didn't you, Steph? Yeah.
And then I picked it up yesterday.
Right. Oh, this game.
I think it's you know, I will say, I almost feel like we shouldn't even be talking about it because it is an alpha game.
No, I want to talk about it because it's been out for so long. I mean, seriously, as a mod... It's been out since well before 2012.
Yeah. I mean, the mod wasn't multi, like an MMO type thing, right? Or what? No. Well, I guess as a mod, it was part of Arma 2.
Right.
So it was, but this game doesn't even seem like it should be an alpha.
Yeah.
I mean, I was reading your review where this guy was all, oh, I was so worried that the DayZ alpha would be less than what the mod was, but I'm so excited that it's more. And I'm like, this is more?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But I will say, though, I didn't know what I was getting into. So when I spawned, I was scared. Like, I walked around just scared because I just thought somebody was just come up and kill me, which they can. Other players can come and kill you, and so can zombies. But what I didn't expect, and I think this is my problem, is that I've been playing Borderlands for way too long. Mm. And in Borderlands, you drop off of a pair of stairs and you don't die. You just kind of, you can fall off a freaking, a 1,000-story foot building and still survive. Whereas I'm walking around in DayZ and I see a barn. And I go into the barn, and I will say this. I was loving the fact that I could use my Xbox controller with the game. Mm-hmm. It still didn't help me that when I saw a note, it said, read note. I'm like, how do I freaking read the note? I don't know how to read the note.
So then you had to go to your keyboard, open up your inventory.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what you do. And see, yeah, it's you can't do it from your controller.
See, I didn't even get there. I go, oh, there's stairs and there might be something up there. So I'm going to go up there. So I went up there. Nothing's there. I come down the first flight of steps and I'm like, oh, I'll just jump off the little part. And there's like maybe 5 steps. No big deal. I jump. You're dead. I'm like, what? I'm dead. I'm dead from falling off of 5 stairs. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently zombies can walk right through walls and right through doors. Yeah. They don't have to open them. There doesn't even have to be a door there. They can just walk right through.
And I spawned by the ocean and I'm by the ocean. I'm in this town sort of thing, this little crossroad town, and I got stuck laying flat on the ground. I didn't know how to get up. And then all of a sudden I hear, and then I hear a gunshot. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? I don't know. Like, I didn't see anyone. Like, I don't know where it came from. And it was so weird to me and freaky. And yeah, so.
Well, and then so my biggest problem is when I get killed by a zombie and I go unconscious and I say respawn, it never has respawned for me.
Yeah, me neither. So that's when I stopped and I have to quit.
Go to a different server, or I can go back into the same server. It doesn't matter. I just have to get all the way out and then get back in and spawn. Right. Which, I mean, okay, I understand alpha, and they're still in development, but wow, really? Yeah. Why would you want to put out? I guess it was for money. You know, it's all for money.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to pay people to so they can finish their development, I guess. But oh my gosh, this game is just not. And there's nothing to pick up. We should at least start with a weapon.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found a weapon yet, except, well, I found a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, she put it
on my back, but I couldn't do anything with it. So now I have a fire extinguisher on my back that I'm just walking around with it.
I found a soda, and I was like, okay, because the one thing that happens is you're constantly thirsty.
Constantly.
I'm like, hey, I found a soda. I'm going to drink the soda. Go. I'm still thirsty. Yeah.
And suddenly I can't carry the empty can around to get water from. Oh, no. That doesn't make any sense. I can't cup my hands to drink. No, sorry. Must be a container. So must be a bottle or a canteen. F you. No.
Did you see any zombies? I didn't see a single zombie. Yeah. I heard the zombie, but I didn't see any.
Oh, man. Yeah. I had lots of zombies.
Once we ran to the next town. And oh, was that a joy? Running for 20 minutes. No.
This is run. This fall down two stairs and die. Run, zombie, die.
It's a whole lot of nothing for me. It's a whole lot of nothing. Empty buildings, empty roads, empty forests. And then all of a sudden you'll turn around and go, oh, look, there's a zombie. I'm dead. That is not a game that I would invest in. They run faster than you.
Oh, do they run faster
than you? I can outrun them with my controller. I can't outrun them on my keyboard.
Oh, interesting.
So there must be like a super fast mode to run.
There's a sprint mode, but God help me if I can find it on the keyboard because.
Exactly. That's the thing,
too. It's lost in the hundred of controls like jiggle my head. What do I care about jiggling my head? I'm trying to jump over a fence and outrun things. They're putting effort into controls I don't care about or and I'll never use.
But you know,
lean your upper body one way. Lean your upper body the other way.
I did notice that. I was like, oh, I'm leaning.
Why am I doing this? But I don't know what the game is going to be in the end.
Yeah.
So what is it supposed to be in the end? Are we going to have more stuff on the ground? Are there going to be quests?
There's never going to be quests. It just says, as a survivor, the player must scavenge the world for food, water, weapons, and medicine while killing and avoiding zombies and killing and avoiding co-opting other players in effort to survive the apocalypse. There's new features in this, like disease. So I guess we can, I don't know, get mange or something. I don't know.
Oh, mange.
Dysentery.
Dysentery.
That's one of them.
Dysentery.
Hepatitis. That's another one they're going to throw in there. Oh, for real. Oh, dysentery.
Dysentery.
And
I mean, I guess it's real that you really would get dysentery, but it's so funny.
This game
Oregon Trail all over again.
I had no idea how many of the copies they've sold in alpha. million.
Yeah.
A million copies at $30 a pop. Yeah. Holy crap.
And I honestly feel a little stupid for buying this at Alpha right now.
But you know what? This is the kind of game that I think when it is done, if I'm saying hopefully it will be done.
Yes.
Because there are games out there that people buy into Alpha and they don't finish them. Mm-hmm. So I think when this is done, it could be a $50 game or something like that. So I mean, that's what you're almost playing a little gambling, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think this game is going to be finished, and when it's done, it'll be great, and you know, I'll be glad that I bought in early because you know I saved money and da 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 da. But don't
This is not a game that I will have any interest in playing until it's finished.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I
agree because
no desire.
I mean, okay, it was kind of interesting when I actually got to a town.
Yeah.
It's sort of interesting, more because I was just trying to figure out controls and figure out kind of the world. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing to scavenge. Yeah. There's so few things to scavenge that
I can carry four things. That's it. Yeah, oh. Four. Hmm. And I was finding ammo all over the place. No guns at all. No guns.
The other players have taken them.
Yes, exactly. So the basic premise that I get out of this game is you get out of it what you put into it. Mm-hmm. And there is no way I'm going to put in 45 minutes of running around by myself, picking up a rotten fruit and a wool cap. I'm just not. That has no appeal to me whatsoever.
Well, exactly.
No appeal.
But it's not realistic. No. Realistic would be there would be stuff all over the place to scavenge through. Yeah. It may be trash, but it would be there. There's absolutely nothing there. So
and don't get me started on the whole control of how do I pick things up. Ugh. That is stupid.
That's horrible.
I have to open my inventory to see if there's something worthwhile picking up on the ground, and then I slide it from the left to the right.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yes, yeah. I had to look it up. Oh my god!
Well, when I picked up the soda, I just hovered over it. I like put my crosshair on it, and then I think I hit the A button. You're using
on the controller. On the controller, it's different. Okay. But that's you can drink it that way. But to move things around, you have to open up your inventory and pick like a hat, you know, and things like that. Like you get those hats, you find hats everywhere, gross jeans. We were talking about
the gross jeans. Oh, look, there's some random pants on the ground. I think I'll put them on my body. No,
yeah, exactly.
And like lights and
so there's a funny quote on the Wikipedia page by the lead developer Dean Hall, and he says, "I hope to implement a lot of bad ideas, so that then we know they are bad. Then we can remove them and move on. If we stick to safe ideas, this isn't going to become a great game over the next few months. It will just be a cool idea, and I'll try and spend the next 10 years going around conversations talking about how cool it was. I'd rather follow all the dead ends so that I know what works and what doesn't." You know, I have to. That's what Alpha is. I mean, that you play.
No, that's not software development.
Well, I mean,
there's a difference between bad and safe.
Yeah,
they could implement risky ideas.
Maybe that's the word he should have
used. Yeah, I think. I mean, there is definitely. I mean, you do have your risky features and your risky ideas and your safe ideas. Totally agree with that. But you don't have to implement bad ideas. So I'm thinking what he's saying is, you know, we're gonna try a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Some may be good, some may be bad, and we'll take the bad stuff out.
Right.
So he said it a weird way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of riskier type of ideas. Yeah.
Shoot, at this point, yeah, he's gotten how much money? He can afford risky.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He can afford risky. So I don't know. I wonder how often they're pushing out updates to the alpha users, because in a normal software delivery, you know, depending on how they're doing it, it's going to be anywhere from 2 weeks. A minimum would be 2 weeks to probably 4 weeks. You know, that's about how long it's going to be at this point for them to push out features. Yeah. So I wonder how often they're going to do it.
I'm not seeing I know it shows that it was released on December 16th of last year. So We're already a month into it. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. I'm sure they probably have a release schedule on their, you would hope they would have a release schedule on their website and kind of feedback and things like that. So, I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'm going to wait for when it's in beta to go back into it, I think.
And, yeah, because I'm interested by it.
Yeah. The concept, yeah, I mean, I get the concept. I mean, when I went into the game, I felt alone and vulnerable. And I had like the anxiety in my chest. It almost replicated how I felt like when I went into WoW for the first time, where as WoW you're pretty safe, especially you're on a PvE server versus PvP. But here I was like, okay, it's instant PvP and I could die and anybody could kill me right now. And when you die in this game, you lose everything that you worked for. So it's when you first spawn, of course, you don't have anything. But still, I didn't want anybody to kill me.
Yeah, it does feel kind of lonely because, so Steph and I met up in game.
Oh, did you find each other? See, I was like, looking for you guys. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to find you. I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to find. The map doesn't work right now. And, you know, so you, it, yeah, and it's impossible.
There's no HUD.
Find anybody.
Yeah. So there's supposed to be a user HUD. There's nothing. I couldn't tell it was her except that we were chatting with each other on Venn. Like there's nothing to tell me. You're that's right. Kim.
You just
didn't know that was me. Asian guy. I'm the Asian guy. Look, do you see me? I'm the Asian guy. She goes, do you have a hat on? Yeah, I'm an Asian guy with a hat. Okay, that's you.
That was, yeah.
I spawned as a female. I had a little bun in the back of my hair.
Oh, yeah. Character creation is terrible.
Well, there's no. Is there a character creation?
Yeah, no. You can do a little bit.
Is there?
Basically,
male,
you can change
what color is your shirt?
Your skin color. You can change. Yeah, your shirt color and your pants color.
Well, there you go.
That's about it. About it.
Rather than feel spooky, I was bored. I was monumentally bored with this game. I had like flashbacks to the Blair Witch Project, which is one of my most hated movies of all time.
That scared the crap out of me.
I do.
Hated that movie with a burning passion because I'm like, have you people never been in the woods before? Oh, what's that?
I grew up in the woods,
but the woods are scary.
Did you see it when it first came out, Stephanie? Or did you wait? And, okay.
No, I was in the
theater. You're still like whatever.
She's so jaded.
I know. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
She's like, man.
A grown man stands in a corner because
I'm sorry. That scares the crap out of me to this day. Anytime I see like a movie simulate that, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta stop watching this movie.
I am so with you. I mean, a witch was basically controlling him. It was, you know, crazy.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Oh my god.
Okay, let's go on to something nice and pretty.
Yes, so tell me about Dust. It sounds so fluffy and whimsical.
Okay, so Dust, it's a 2D scroller, and it's a action adventure type game. And what is amazing to me is you guys should play this. I think both of you should play it because it is gorgeous. It is beautiful. It's a feel-good game. I was playing it and I'm like, I love
on PC or your console?
I'm paying on PC. Okay. So it's on the Xbox 360 and Steam, I think. I think those are the only two that it's on. It might be on, Xbox and Windows is the only thing that it's on. But it's a, basically a warrior comes and he's got to save the land. Okay. You know, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. But, and a sword comes to him magically. You know, this sword is summoned to him. And the guardian of the sword comes along. So it's a little, what is she called? Well, she's a little fox type thing.
I was going to say fairy.
Yeah, kind of like a fairy fox, which is weird. But you're controlling.
What does the fairy fox say?
But it's a gorgeous game. This entire game was done by really just a handful of people and mostly one person. Oh. Mostly one person. Oh, wow. And I didn't know that before I played because I was like, God, this is a gorgeous game. This is just so pretty. And yeah, and then I read later and it's really one guy who did this. And I was like, okay, that's just amazing. Just amazing. But of course, it's just a side scroller and you have button combinations for your fighting and your gameplay. So it's, you know,
there have been other games called Dust. And I think that's where I was getting confused. This is Dust and
I keep forgetting how to say it. They say it on the video and on like the trailers and stuff. You can watch it.
You can pick it up on Steam for $15. Ooh, and you can use your controller. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been using my controller on it.
Oh, it is pretty. Oh, it reminds me of BMB. on the first frame of the game on Steam. I'm like, oh, BMB.
And it's got great voice acting. I love the game controls and the fighting on it. And it really, I mean, it takes some practice and I think you'll be button mashing for a while. But once you get a hang of it, you're like, oh, okay, I got this. I can do this. And it makes you do certain moves at certain mm-hmm. times and things like that. And you can buy upgrades to your armor and upgrades to, you can craft things within it. So you can gather crafting material and craft things. There's little quests in it. They're not huge quests. They're just little quests that you can go do. And, you know, of course you level up and everything like that and you get more health or strength or magic or whatever. But seriously, gorgeous game. It was so much fun. It is a side scroller, mm-hmm. so it goes pretty fast. But when you die, it's pretty easy to recover and things like that. So it's not a hard game. And there's different levels. There's the easiest level is really easy. So if you just want a relaxing go through that, you know, you're really hard to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Play that one. And that's what I'm actually playing right now because I'm not good at button mashing, you know, and coming up with the combinations.
Remembering all the different combinations.
X, square, do that same time.
I had the same problem with, the heavy metal game. Was it called Heavy Metal? No.
Yeah, it was the one with Jack Black.
Jack Black, that was a Double Fine game, I think.
Yeah, right.
So I can't remember the name of that game. It's escaping me at the moment. But anyway, I got this one.
This one I got for Christmas. Somebody sent this to me, you know, from the Steam sale, and I can't remember who. I have it written down someplace, but thank you so much because this is an amazing game, and I love it, and I highly recommend it to everyone. And seriously, when you're going through it, and you're like, wow, one guy made this game, and of course he had other developers and stuff come in occasionally, but mainly it was, you know, one guy with a handful of other people helping him.
I love it.
Yeah, amazing. So highly recommend it.
I'm just logging in to make sure I don't have it.
Yeah, I have to do that a lot. I have to do that a lot.
I mean, that's the testament to the day and age that we live in, that just games, amazing games come out and we miss them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure I didn't have it already. It doesn't look like I do. I'm going to get it. Yeah, $15. There you go.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, you can wait till it goes on sale. It's one of those that goes on sale.
But it's the kind of game that I know, like you said, it's one, like a handful of guys doing it. So why not?
Why not give them some money? Because, I highly recommend it.
So, Stephanie, are you excited? Your PS4 is on the way.
Yay! Finally. Yes, it was a birthday present, but of course Amazon and everybody was out of stock.
Oh.
So they finally just came in stock. So.
Oh, awesome. I'm excited for you to play your Assassin's Creed.
Yes, I want to get back into my Assassin's Creed. No?
And Knack. I'm excited for you to play Knack.
Right?
I'll send you my copy if you want.
Yeah, actually, I'll send you mine too. Oh, dear. You can have two of them.
Nice.
All right. Well, then let's move on. Unless there's any other games we want to talk about in the main gaming section, we'll move down to our iPhone and bargain buys. Who put in Baldur's Gate 2?
I did.
Oh, 10 minutes.
I can't Yeah, I can't technically call it a bargain.
Yeah, I was going to say $14.99, not necessarily a bargain. It's it's an old game, right?
But it was literally just released today on the app.
Oh, it's on the iPad.
Yes, it is an iOS game. 2 gigs, please mind that it's quite large.
Wow.
I think the download is almost 4, and then it kind of compresses and installs and deletes itself. But yeah, just bear in mind, it's a massive, massive game.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it is $14.99.
I'll have to put it on my wish list and just kind of make sure, monitor the price on that. I don't really want to pay 50. App Shopper. Yeah, App Shopper. We've talked about App Shopper before, and that's an awesome app to kind of monitor. It's
Did
really
you get this stuff?
I'm about to. I don't have space on my iPad.
Wow, you're going to pay $15?
Well, I have gift cards left over from Christmas.
See, I used all mine on Simpsons Tapped Out and got donuts.
I'm resisting. Yeah. I'm resisting.
And but maybe I could blame it on Mateo. That ruling just happened where those in-app purchases that were authorized are going to be refunded.
I don't know how that happened.
Did you hear about that, Kim?
Yes. Like how much? Like 30, 3 point?
No, I think it's like 35 million.
Oh, wow. I knew it was a 3 in there.
Yeah.
But,
That's I was talking to Hakito earlier. I'm like, how happy are you? You're going to get your Smurfberry money back.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Kids want like $100 worth of Smurfberries.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, man.
Woo.
So I have a free game for you guys. I love hidden object games.
Oh, yes.
So I was out looking for some new ones. And Disney, I noticed Disney has one out there. And it's free. And it's called Disney Hidden Worlds. And you go into different scenes from different Disney movies. So the first one you do is Beauty and the Beast. There's an Aladdin one. But you play this... this character that you're trying to basically write the scene. Like there's something off with, there's like this thing called an inkling. So there's like this ink and then you can build things and do all the, and there it's in-app purchases. So it's like it's a freemium game, but you don't have to buy the gems. You don't have to do any of that. It's all free, but you're finding different objects within, and it's pretty straightforward and simple, but it's a, especially if you're a fan of Disney, this is a fun little free game that you can put on your phone or iPad. So it's universal.
Very nice.
So I liked it. It's really cute. So
very cool.
Yeah. Oh, Little Mermaid is Tangled. Those are some of the films and characters you'll interact with playing that game.
Oh, and I love hidden object games. Those are so much fun. Except I am totally, absolutely 100% pocket mines.
Oops. You're against it? Did you say
no? It's what I play all the time. Yeah. I can't. I'm like, I wake up in the morning. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do a couple of games. I go to bed at night. I'm like, okay, I got to use up all 6 or 8 of my energies before I go to bed. And you know,
what's really, especially in those early levels. You get five tries, and then it was always enough for me to get to the next level. So I get another 5. So I just keep leveling, and you were like, the whole, I'll stop when I'm done, didn't work for me when I first started playing that game, because I always had energy to use. Did Ralph send you the picture of his bull hammer? He said he told me he got the unicorn hammer. And then he got the bull hammer. There's like a bull on.
So he got the unicorn one?
He said he did. I don't know. Oh, nice. He didn't send me a picture of it, but he said it was like 10 levels before the bull. So once I get the unicorn, I'm just stopping.
No kidding, huh? I got something cool and I took a picture of it and I was going to do it and I forgot. And so now I have 8 levels. Or 8 energies that I can do. But yeah, it's no way. It's not even near.
Did you upgrade to the bomber or the double money suit yet?
I haven't. I haven't upgraded to any of those yet.
That's a lower, I think, because I think around the holidays, they gave us like 30 those rubies or whatever.
Oh,
or something
really?
Like that.
I didn't get those.
And then when you find the suit, then you can put it on, and whatever money you make in that level, on from there on out, they double it.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
so.
Wow. Yeah, that would be very nice.
Yeah. And there's a bomber one too. Like that's an expensive one. So there's different suits that you can put on, and it does different abilities within the game itself. Silly Pocket Mine. I love that little game.
It's a good game. Yeah. It's a good game.
It's very satisfying to break those blocks.
It is. And you were totally right. Because at first I was like, well, this seems like a silly game. Whatever. I'll try it, Nicole. But now I'm like, wow.
You know, my favorite move is when you get the card for the blocks to explode.
Yes.
And then you hit one block and like 50 go up it, and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much money.
My favorite combination is when you get the little thing that you press it and it for the next, 5 seconds, you get an extra piece of coal or diamond. Then you hit an exploding one and there is like
Kim is making it rain
everywhere. And you're just like, yay, you do a little dance in your chair and you're like, woohoo, I've got coal.
Oh gosh. The listeners are probably like, okay, move on. It's Pocket Mine.
Okay, sorry.
All right, I've never played Pocket Mine.
Are you gonna at least try it? Steph?
Do it.
One of us. All right. So I have a Mateo's app for the week. We have so Mateo's really into Monsters University right now. Monsters Inc. a little too scary, the screaming and all that. So I really do think they made Monsters University for the smaller kids. And he loves Mike Wazowski. Oh my gosh, Mike Wazowski. He even says Mike Wazowski, or in his way, he says Mike Wazowski. And there's a couple of apps out there around the Monsters Inc. and Monsters University world. And I noticed that Monsters Inc. Run is out, and I'm not sure how long it's been out. I haven't seen it, but because I would have picked it up. $1.99, and it's just like those run games. Yeah. Same way with Monsters University Catching Archie, which is a free one, and you're trying to catch Archie from the movie. It's cute. So those two are available if your kid's into Monsters Inc. or Monsters University. Go check them out. They're fun little. Mateo loves them. Just Mike Wazowski, and he has a little Mike. It's so funny. He doesn't like plush toys much. But he loves the vinyl mic that I picked up at Barnes & Noble. It's those Powo, you know the ones I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
It's a little hard Mike Wazowski, and he'll be sleeping with it. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, it's not that comfortable. But he loves that thing.
Yeah.
So that's his. That's
kids
his,
are weird with what they like.
Yeah, that's his lovey. So there you go.
Nice.
All right. We'll put all the links in the show notes so you can head on over to lazyelite.com and pick up any of those that you want. So we also have a little bit of internet news. We were just talking about the Steam controller last week, mm-hmm. and it looks like they decided to put buttons on it.
So it still has the big thumb rotating things.
Yeah.
But the touchpad in the middle is gone, and it has D-pads. In the middle. So it looks weirder now to me. I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's like really, it's that looks strange to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But they said there's probably still more changes coming to it and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah. And then looks like a new World of Warcraft mount was released. And there's a video that goes along with it. And it's called Iron Sky Reaver. And so we were watching this before we started recording, and Stephanie, you were going to tell us your nitpick on this because it looks you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of How to Train a Dragon. Like right. The way that they they do like the loop-de-loop or whatever and the spiral.
And the heads going.
Yeah. So
back the opposite of each other. And I think it looks awesome.
It does look awesome. So Stephanie, tell us why.
Go for it. Here's Stephanie's corner.
Right. Okay, so according to the video, which gives us the background, who crafted this?
I don't know.
Iron Horde. Who's riding the mount? In the entire video.
Alliance.
Alliance.
It looks like
female. riding the whole video. I'm like, it's crafted by Horde's technology. You literally show them there banging on the iron. We don't get to ride it?
You know what it is? They stole it. Those damn Alliance stole it.
The tech.
That's what it is.
Stole the tech. Stealing our mounts, man. What the frig? Stealing all our mounts.
And did you guys know that they have an in-game store now? So you can buy this stuff in-game. I only found this out a couple of days ago.
It's even more dangerous now.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed this around the holidays when the mounts and the pets were all on sale. Yep. And I did a little damage during that.
The guys at work were teasing me because I'm like looking, and there's the new little pet. Or no, it's a new mount, not this one, the one right before. And I'm like, oh my god,
the
I have to
dragon?
Get it. Yeah,
the
I,
yeah.
I got that
I
one.
Like, I that's that. Awesome. I gotta
it
get
changes
it. I gotta
colors.
Get it.
Yes. It's so. Oh, I love
and,
that thing.
And they're. All of them are like, that's $25.
It was only.
Are you gonna pay $25? And I'm like, oh, yeah. What's wrong with paying $25 for a mount? They're like, you know, that's a virtual thing and you can never get that back. I'm like, yeah, but it's cute. Look at it.
Kim Logic. Yeah, right. It's cute.
Duh.
I love it. No, that's how I felt about it too. I think I got it in a bundle though. You can get a bundle of the Fey Dragon and a pet.
Oh.
And it was, I think, I can't remember. It might have, I don't know if it discounted. I was like, I want both of those. Beep, bundle.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's basically.
I mean, you know, like normal, anytime Blizzard sells something, there's a lot of backlash from people saying, you want us to pay for that. Rah, rah, rah. But seriously, it's either you pay your money. Or you pay in time.
Right.
Like the time it takes to grind for a unique mount, how many hours, and literally hours,
right.
I mean, if not days, would it take to grind for a unique mount? Or you just pay your money and all your characters have it. End mm-hmm. of story.
Yep.
Well, so I don't have that much money in WoW. I'm like not one of those people who have millions of dollars.
Oh, God,
so
no.
I'm doing... I've been doing our benchmark testing at Doghouse. And so you do 3 trips for each configuration.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 10 configurations. So it costs money to go, you know, like a gold 50 for each time I do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm running out of money. What the hell? I'm going to have to go grind at work. To get money to do my stuff at work. I'm like, this is a cool-ass job.
I'm still trying to save up money to get my stupid Mechanahawk.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying. Like, I was really close to it, and then something happened. I think probably the expansion, and then I stopped playing, and then I came back. I'm like, oh, crap. Now I got to do all this, and I lost all my money. And,
yeah.
And then Mark will get back in and go, I want to fly. I'm like, okay, here's money. I'm like a bank. Like,
you just need to get, you need just to like talk to a Shayo or something and say, hey,
no,
millionaire.
No.
That's what I do. Seriously, he is maxed out. He cannot earn any more money.
What?
Yeah, they cap you. So he cannot earn any more money.
Wow.
So, yeah. Man, hit
secrets.
People up.
I need secrets.
Shayo.
Have you seen that Pandaren Traveler's Mount with the big, umbrella?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much that costs?
How much?
120,000 gold.
But
there's no rep required. You just hand over the money. 120,000 gold. Dude, I do not have 120,000 gold. I barely have 10,000.
I mean, all he has to do, and it didn't take him that long to get a million gold.
Is he like a auction house like connoisseur?
A little bit, yes. A little bit.
See, I
can't.
Not good at auction house.
Me either.
All right. Well, let's move on to our emails. We have one here. In fact, it was a comment left on our end of the year episode. And she didn't leave her name, but I think it's
Alarianara.
And I think she is Fi Finnish. Fi.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think she's from the website geekgirls.fi, and I think that's
awesome.
I went to the website and it's in a totally different language.
Google Translate.
But she says her most the most fun she had with a game last year was The Cave. Mm. You know, I really liked that game too. That was a lot of fun.
That was a good game.
An honorable mention for me. Mm-hmm. I played all of the characters too. Which means you have to play two of the characters twice.
Yeah.
Because the way that the numbers work out is wonky. Her hidden gem was Peepo and Yo.
Very nice.
Yeah. Best mobile Candy Crush.
I mean,
give it props. I give it the respect it deserves. I think it's also hilarious. I went into Walmart and I saw there were Candy Crush like chewies, like not candy, but it should have been candy, but it was more like gummies. So Candy Crush gummy treats.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm going to tell you a true story. This summer I was in China.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Forbidden Palace, and as we were standing in line to look into one of the buildings, someone's phone, they were playing Candy Crush.
Oh, really?
Right next to me. Yeah. So there you go. I was like, seriously? It's everywhere.
There was, I was reading something. Guess how much it makes in just estimated daily revenue?
Ooh, no idea.
It makes almost $1 million.
A day.
Nice.
Like there's been different ones. It was like, you know, I've seen anywhere from $1 million to 860,000 a day.
Well, it's consistently the top grossing on iTunes. And mm-hmm. think that it's on Facebook and it's getting probably tons of money from Facebook. It's on Android. It's everywhere. And so they're getting these huge revenue streams from all these places.
That's amazing to me to think in terms of just even 800,000 or 600,000 a day. I just brain exploded when I saw that. Her best indie and her game of the year is The Swapper. That was a great little game. I need to go back to it. I got stuck. So.
I don't think I've played this game.
Yeah. This is it's a fun kind of creepy space game.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it right now.
But I did get stuck, and I'm probably going to watch a YouTube video just to figure out how I get past something.
Oh, yeah. That's what YouTube's for, right?
Yeah, I have no problem doing that.
No, I don't.
And then her best big game, or big studio game, is also Dishonored, Kim. So she played that when you played it.
Nice.
Or when we played it. And then her most anticipated for this year is Thief. So that's supposed to be coming out soon, right?
Yeah,
right,
that's coming out like
February
next month.
February 25th.
Yeah.
February
25th. We'll all have a PS4 and we can play Thief.
Yeah,
together.
That's right.
That'll be awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your games, Alina.
Yes. It's nice to see other people's games, you know, and how they line up against ours. And I went through like a lot of other people's, and just, you know, and some of them you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that mm-hmm. game. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I've tried to push Candy Crush out of my memory.
I'm not playing it anymore on any platform.
So, about it.
There was one level that just killed me and I was just like, no, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. All right. And we also have an email from Adam. He says, hi, ladies. I'm so torn. For over a year, I've heard you all rave about Borderlands 2. So yeah. I'd love to pick it up. But I'm such a stubborn completionist. I really like to finish earlier games in a series before going on to the second or third. I had bought the original Borderlands before the second had come out. But my first son came along and I didn't find the time to play much in the first past the first few levels. With two kids now, I'm still limited in playtime. So is there any good reason to play the first, or should I just suck it up and watch some YouTube videos on demand of the original and play the second? Thanks, Adam.
That's a good question. It is
a good question.
So both of you finished the first one. I did not finish the first one. It was a, there were,
I had but to, how far did you get?
I don't know. Probably I'm going to say 40%.
Okay, so I mean, but you met all the characters, or most of the characters.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I knew the characters. But I think my problem was I kept trying to do multiplayer with people, and so I kept doing the same missions over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that kind of stinks.
Like the whole matching up the quest system, I was always further along than everyone, so I had to keep going back. So, and I just got a little burnt out doing that. So the way I approached the second one was, nobody bother me, I'm playing Borderlands 2.
Go away. Yeah.
I didn't do nice. Any very rarely. I mean, I did a little bit of co-opting, but for the most part, that was a single player game for me. And that's how I approached it. And that's how I got through the game.
Right.
So what are your thoughts? What do you think you should do since you finished the first one? I know you got both of you didn't really like the ending of the first one.
Now, the correct. Ending sucked of the first one, but
yes,
there's, I mean, it definitely, you understand probably more about the story coming into it, but I don't think there's any real reason to do it. No. I think you should play at least, you know, 40-50% of Borderlands 1 so you know who the characters are, because that really lends itself to
Moxie,
the second one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Scooter.
All my those favorite. NPCs as well as the
Scooter was in the first one?
Oh yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't meet him. Right. Yeah, I didn't. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, you did.
Did I meet him? He wasn't as
memorable. You met him.
Yeah. He just didn't. Yeah. He wasn't as memorable as I realized.
But also the players, so Roland and what's her name, and the hunter
Lilith,
dude.
Lilith. Yeah. Brick.
Mordecai.
Yeah.
So you meet all those people and, you know, you get to know them as well a little bit. So I think, in my opinion, you don't have to finish it. It lends a little bit more, but not a ton.
Because go ahead.
You open up the vault and, you know, that's the end of. Well, everyone knows that you open up the vault at the end of Borderlands. I mean, I don't think that's a spoiler because that's your goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the beginning, that is your goal. So you do that, and I won't tell you the ending on how it goes, but you open it up, and then so in the next one, you know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know.
The game pretty much ends when you open the vault, literally. It almost.
Yeah.
There's hardly anything after that. I mean.
You can't go back to, like, side quests or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
You can do that, but there's no story. Gotcha, there's no more story. You're just, So. I would have to agree. If you've done at least 50%, then there's nothing.
I would say at least 40. I don't think you have to do 50%.
But I mean, bottom line, no. If you want to play 2, go to 2.
Yeah. There's 2 is so bad.
Inordinately compelling. Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you have to do that one before you. Yeah, it was not that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. It's not like Mass Effect 2. I think you should play Mass Effect 2. And finish it before you go to Mass Effect 3. I think the storyline is goes enough along to do that. But Borderlands is a separate storyline altogether.
Yeah, and I think that's why I liked it so much more than the first one. Because I feel like the Vault Hunters from 1, they were old friends to me.
Yeah.
And they just added so much to that story and made it awesome. And I would just watch some videos on YouTube of the first one, get familiar again. And then because you have limited time with 2 kids, I would definitely play 2 and just get into it because you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go Adam. All right. So, that does it for show. We just want to remind you that you can, check out /loot.com if you're interested in picking up a Lady's Elite t-shirt. You can also use the code LADIES if you're in the market for a doghouse system. And head on over to doghousesystems.com. And when you're going through the process of picking out your awesome rig, just use the code LADIES and you get double the memory and a free t-shirt over at /loot. So, hey, there you go.
Or give me a call and I will get you a computer too.
Kim is at your service.
I am at your service.
So,
very nice.
So, in fact, Stephanie, how can listeners find us online? How can they find Kim online if they want to call us?
Well, do you have an address at Doghouse? No?
Just kprice@doghousesystems.com.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So if you want to find Ladies of Leet, we have a fantastic, awesome, amazing website, ladiesofleet.com.
I'm just, or you I'm can blushing. Send us.
All right. Or you I can send that. Us an email at ladiesofleet@gmail.com. Or you can also go to the website and leave us a voicemail message. Mm-hmm. Those are always greatly appreciated. And of course, you can find us on Twitter. There is the Ladies of Leet Twitter. And Nicole is Nicole Spag. Kim is just Kim Molly, JustKimolly. And myself, XIAXIAN1.
And you know what? Albert had left us a voicemail. And I said on the last show that I would play it. And I had I archived the mail and I forgot about it. But I have it right here. So
nice.
Albert is a longtime listener of the show. And thank you so much for leaving us a voicemail. Yes, and I'm going to play it right now. So
okay. There
we go. Hopefully it's not too loud.
Hi, lovely ladies.
I promised
to give you a short voicemail to get my Twitter handle pronunciation right. I pronounce it Kirova, but feel free to call me Robert.
See,
from Switzerland, as I said,
I can hear
my
it.
Last email, ladies.
Yeah, we're like,
oh, is it so?
Yeah, unfortunately. So I'm having some weird piping issues, so I apologize for that. But the people on the podcast heard it too. So he was telling us Kirova. I'm sure I'm just mis. So thank you, Albert, for leaving us a voicemail. I appreciate that. Kim and Stephanie can just listen back to the episode. I'll figure out what's going on with the audio, why it's not piping to you guys now. But we are, speaking of the audio, I just got my system set up to start broadcasting live when we record this. We record this every Thursday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. Todd over at alphageekradio.com has kindly provided us a live stream. So you'll be able, if you're in the car or whatever, you'll be able to bookmark Alpha Geek Radio, the player page, and just play it from your phone or even pull it up on your computer and listen to us live and hear all the behind the scenes wackiness that doesn't get put in the real episode.
And there's a lot.
Oh yeah.
All right. So thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you with you in a week, where we're not going to be playing DayZ.
No,
we're going to put that one on the back burner,
but yeah.
we'll be playing some fun games. So thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.